Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
85. We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bottom of the 6th in Mesa, Cubs trail the White Sox 3-2 on a Jose Abreu 3-run homer. Addison Russell with a solo shot in the second off Lucas Giolito. Wilson Contreras hit a home run in the 4th. Brett Anderson started for the Cubs. He gave up one hit. He faced 4. Giolito pitched 2. And gave up 3 hits and struck out 2. In hockey, the Blackhawks trail Minnesota by a point in the West. They're off today and tomorrow. They host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Earlier today, the team re-signed Lars Johansson to Rockford. NBA, the Bulls, they've won 4 in a row, and they're 6th in the East, tied with Indiana. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams, Paul Zipser will not play. Tonight in the NBA, the Cavs host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable with an illness. Atlanta travels to Boston, and the Pacers play at Houston. NFL news, Ian Rappaport reporting the Bears most likely will not franchise tag Alshon Jeffrey for 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. The Giants have tagged Jason Pierre-Paul, and former Bears coach Mark Trestman is headed back to the CFL. He'll become the head coach for the Toronto Argonauts. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. We've been throwing around all the things from the weekend. Got a little NASCAR in my system.
We started with some Oscar stuff, some movie stuff. Both of us took in some of the nominated films this weekend. And
I got a lot of blowback from my Hidden Figures thoughts.
What? You're allowed to have a meh Oscars movie? You're allowed?
I didn't think it was awesome. I thought the story was phenomenal, necessary, amazing. It's supposed to be told. I just didn't. The movie didn't take me to the places I thought.
Sometimes
it would take
you get
me.
Like a perfunctory paint by numbers sort of version of it. You say, okay, all right, it's competent, but it doesn't transcend.
And I love the ladies in the movie. You know, I mean, I'm not a big Kevin Costner guy. I don't know who is, but yeah, it was just Moonlight rocked my world. I thought Moonlight was terrific. It's funny because Sunday morning during our basketball game, a buddy of mine, Norm, was like, I hated that movie. The plot sucked. Everything was bad. It turned at the end. I was like, what the hell am I watching? I'm like, oh, well, I kind of like it. And you know what the Oscars and the Academy has turned into? It's turned into the entire show has turned into us judging the Academy while they're judging movies. So you're like, you know what? They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Now with the sound effects and the visual effects and the set design stuff, you're like, all right, I guess. All right, you guys grade these things. But for the most part, it's just us judging the Academy. That's all we're really doing here. And Viola Davis, as you said, would take home Best Supporting Actress, and she did.
And look, Tanny, he said that he had the actual sound of the bet that we had about. See, I am certain that I had Casey Affleck winning Best Actor, and Matt Abaticola took the field. And Matt said it was the other way around. And we had the tape of it, but he said we couldn't.
Yeah,
play
I got it.
It
right here. We just don't have time. We're a little tight on time. Can't play it.
It's 4:06. All right, I'm gonna figure this out one way or the other. I'll listen to it off the air. But I'm all confused because I swear, faux God, I had Casey Affleck winning, and he took the field. And I don't think I even risked it. Like, I don't need anybody to buy me lunch.
Before my time. So I don't know. Actually, you got mad squabbles with them, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. It feels weird to think that, I mean, like, every once in a while something slips. You got something wrong. I got in this big argument with my kid because he had he's always right. And he had,
Bernstein.
He had a clarinet contest
on
Saturday.
It's the new reality show, Growing Up Bernstein.
And he had to dress up for his clarinet solo contest. And I said, all right, where's your sport coat? It's like, I don't wear a sport coat. I said, you wore a sport coat last time. He said, no, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. I said, you wore a sport coat last time. A year ago, when you did the same contest in Wheaton, you had the... He said, no, I didn't. I remember. And I said, I don't think you remember it right. And he said, don't you remember taking a picture of me with my medal? And I said, yeah. He said, well, find the picture. And I found the picture. And he didn't have a sport coat. So I said, are you sure that you didn't just not wear it for the picture? And he's like, no, I didn't bring it because I didn't have it. I didn't wear it.
But you were sure otherwise.
In my mind, he did. So this is just, I don't know. I'm just insecure about.
You've been wrong a lot.
Yeah,
lately,
that's what
though.
I'm saying.
Like,
you've had a
run of wrong.
That's okay. I got to make up for lost time.
Not for you.
I just need
not
to figure
you,
out.
Though.
I need to figure out. I swear to God, I said Casey Affleck was going to win. And Matt said no, and he took the field.
Just saying, man. You're like,
Something's wrong. I need a
you need a rebooting or something like that, because you're in
take
that,
my ginkgo biloba.
You're
something.
In that phase where you're like telling, you know what you are? You're the guy who's showing his kid highlights of Vince Carter, because all his kid sees is this Vince Carter.
I did show him the Frederick Weiss dunk.
You're getting to a little Memphis-y territory here, where if you get a block shot, people are like, oh, let's see, Bertie still got it. But you're getting to a weird territory here. We're gonna have to take the mic out of your hands.
Get into Fat Jordan time.
We're gonna have to pretend.
I gotta start pump faking more.
Tell Dan that we're recording, you know, interviews when we're really not, that kind of thing, to make him
blah,
feel
blah blah blah.
Like Dan doesn't know we're off the air at 5 every day just to let him feel like he's doing something till 6 o'clock. Like, you're getting into that. You know,
it's going to be like when all of a sudden they start handing you reads and they're like, Dan can't do this.
Right. Somebody just comes and takes it out of you. Like, right, Shet just comes in like, yeah, we don't, he doesn't do that.
He doesn't, we can't trust him to do it. And his hearing is going. Yeah, so
still got some hops.
I don't know. The news of the NFL that we're going to talk about with Hub in about a half hour is that Alshon Jeffrey is going to hit the market, which means he's likely gone, because once the bidding starts, they'll get somebody out of town that can look past what's happened here. But still, whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Garoppolo or Trubisky or Peterman or anybody you want to name, or Glennon or A.J. McCarron, whatever they're actually doing, at some point, anybody taking that job has got to ask the question,
who am I throwing to?
What's my support system?
Mm-hmm.
Off the field,
oh, okay.
On the sidelines, the whole thing. Just look at it globally as a fit for you and the pressure that's on you for what's being asked of you. And everyone's like, well, if it's a rookie, BS. Nobody's going to care if it's a rookie or if it's a veteran. That pressure is going to be the same.
Right.
You haven't been around this Bears team. You haven't been around this fan. If you don't know the moment that guy walks up to take his first snap of the preseason, the moment that guy's throwing in Bourbon A, the pressure is on. Every practice, every drill, there's no quarter given. Whoever's job it is, that guy's got Dowell Loggins in his ear. And that's it.
One of the few coaches that remained on the Bears staff this offseason, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't it crazy? The guy that
was
well,
a reason.
The guy
guys that could get other jobs. We were looking for other
the
jobs.
The guy that we thought was going to be the one to go is the one that stays. And then you got, you know, the running backs coach that everybody loves. Didn't he go to Texas? The guy who coached Ezekiel Elliott at Ohio State. Then you got a new wide receivers coach as well, a guy from Tennessee. You know, John Fox. And there's something that we talked about during transition today too. Maybe the seat isn't as hot as we perceived it to be. Maybe Ryan Pace and John Fox are in a better spot or a better place with the McCaskey family and Virginia than we thought. Maybe that second-year bump wasn't promised to the Bears organization. Maybe we were just talking about that. Maybe the national media.
He always says under-promise and over-deliver, right?
Just saying. And now with
that's
all
his
this,
slogan.
All this cap money. That
so far,
they
he's under-promised and under-delivered.
There's an
which
NFL
is remarkable.
Floor, right? They got to get to a certain number. You have to spend a certain amount of money. I don't know if they're at or below the floor, but they have a ton of cap space. I believe in the top 6 or 7 in terms of spendable cap money. If you're not going to spend the 17 for 1 year of Alshon Jeffrey, now do you put that to two players? You know, two or three players, two good players. If you're not going to get involved in the first day,
I think it's going to be a broad based free agency campaign.
So secondary and tertiary.
Yep. Exactly what you said, but I do think that there's going to be a big harvest because they think that they can find it like a bunch of Akeem Hickses.
Mm. Who had himself a pretty good season.
He did.
Pretty good season. Yeah, if you're going to do that, though, see, that goes against what Ryan Pace was brought in here to do, though. He didn't talk about free agency. He talked about the draft.
He talked about drafting a quarterback every year.
Yeah, and he still hasn't done it. I heard on Bears All Access on my way home, by the way, I ran into a little bit of an issue.
Bears All Access?
After the golf show.
I found my car, though.
Dude, I walked to the wrong parking garage.
See?
You know how spread out everything is?
You could go back. I was like, literally a mile
Dan,
you could walk.
The show was over. We left the show at like 5:57.
I know what you did. You didn't make... There's a turn. There's a hard angle turn.
Dan, I didn't get back to my car until 6:35.
And you made a right instead of a left.
6:35. Yep.
I know exactly where minutes. You went wrong. I saw three other people. I saw a young couple and one guy carrying a bag of stuff. I bought a dozen golf balls, by the way.
Nice.
$4.95.
Yeah. No,
for a dozen of the mm-hmm. rescued balls. When you rescue my balls. And yeah, everything, the prices were crazy. I almost mm-hmm. bought more. I almost filled up that whole bag.
Yeah, I believe.
So I see people walking, and then I said, and they were all like, oh boy, we went the wrong way.
And then one guy is with this lady who's like ushering him around. He goes, can you tell me? I'm like, dude, I've walked down this hallway three times now. I got nothing for you. I wish I did. I need somebody to talk to. Somebody give me a call. Turning the joke tape. Right?
Somebody give me a phone call.
Like, I'm like, I started thinking, and I had to go. So I'm like, am I going to make it home? Like, I've started asking myself questions like, is this going to be that moment where
you made
like,
an existential crisis at Donald E. Stevens Convention Center?
I'm starting
Center.
To sweat. I'm getting nervous.
It is weird when you don't know where the hall is leading and you're not quite sure.
Because the turns are sharp, too. It's like you're walking somewhere and it looks like a wall, and then all of a sudden it turns into a... It's
not
amazing.
To mention there's like a dream logic to it, because it's, at some point you think you're in a lobby, but you're not. Right. And there's like a ballroom
that's all of a sudden
decorated and grandiosely, and there's these other hotels or
and there's other convention like convention centers not centers but like
other conventions
little displays
and other credentials and like we're all of the alternative orthodontists like here.
I'm in an episode of The Sims or like Minecraft or something where I'm like somebody's just pushing the joystick
where the creepers are coming at you
like I had no idea what the hell was going on. Shout out to the golf show for having us, but next time I'm gonna need a guide. Not a guy, but a guide.
Yeah,
I did not find my car for 40 minutes, dude. I'm walking around. I'm 36 years old. I felt like a 90-year-old man. Like I got to go use the bathroom. I'm thinking about getting gas. I'm thinking about what we're going to eat
for the night. It actually sounds like what happens in the movie Lion, where the kid gets lost. I'm picturing you being on a train to Calcutta and ending up in an orphanage.
I text my girl, like, I don't know if I'm coming home tonight. Like, and this isn't, me leaving. Y'all, but I
an area sportscaster has gone missing.
Like I did not know.
Last seen near a makeshift putting green at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Jason Goff's whereabouts are unknown.
I'm sure there's somebody else that went through what I went through on Friday, and I couldn't. I was like, tweet about it, laugh about it, do something. I couldn't, because I figured if I went to my phone, if I pulled my phone out of my pocket, I was gonna wet my pants.
Did you have like a flare gun with you?
I needed something. It was bad. It was really
bad.
And
the funny thing is, I was the one that was worried.
And you found your car fine.
I almost didn't make that turn, though. That one little jackknife left that you got to make, and it's a small hallway. It's this like little innocuous turn, and you ended up on the other side of River Road.
Pretty much.
You did.
Pretty much.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
So next year, if we're invited back to the golf show, I'm going to need a guide.
Or leave little bits of breadcrumbs. Like Hansel and Gretel.
Did you see the people that were going in there?
And they would have been licking them up.
Exactly. I'd have been in a bad way.
Hey, free breadcrumbs.
What you giving away, son?
Nah, dude, it was bad.
It was absolutely bad. I was getting like cramps in my arches. Like, it was bad, man.
The 815 says it sounds like The Shining. Yes. You would have said the two little twin girls there. Jason's
standing there in the hallway.
Jason's on his big wheel. Red Rod.
It was a bad, bad Friday for the kid. I didn't think I was going to make it back to see my kid and my fiance. Didn't think I was going to be back here on Monday to talk to you people.
The 708 says, I went to a New Year's party there. I spent 30 minutes at the party and the rest of the time walking around drunk looking for the bathroom.
That's it. And I didn't want to use the bathroom right there because I'm like, all right, you'll be home in no time. But
I
got nervous.
I can tell you this, as a 47-year-old man,
a nervous bladder is a bad bladder.
Never pass a bathroom if there's any question.
Just go in. Tap underneath the stall.
If there's any question, go. I always think about when we leave here, because we go right out that door, and there's the bathroom right there to the left. I'm like, oh, I'm probably fine. Yeah, and I always remind myself, you never know. There could be a tree. Your car could break down.
Yeah.
You get stuck in
Chase
traffic.
Chase Elliott run out of gas.
Right. You never that God, for a NASCAR guy. Damn it.
And you can just see his dreams fading away like, all right, guys, It's been fun. What did he? It was a lap.
I'm getting slower.
Right. It's like lap six or seven. Like five, I'm not lap six or seven, but like with six or seven laps left, if not less. Like you, he led for 30 plus laps, and he ran out of gas.
But he couldn't pit. He would have lost anyway, right? Had he gotten gas, they can't. It's not like Road Warrior or you know, Mad Max, where they got like the extra gas tanks inside. I mean, it'd be cool if it is. You're going to Valhalla. You're going to lose the race, but you're going to go to Valhalla.
I enjoyed myself watching NASCAR this weekend. Like I said, I'm going to treat it like golf majors, where I'll watch the big races.
But what are the other big races now?
Do they do Darlington still? Like, I don't know. I mean, they're losing a lot of their fan base because they're trying to cater to young urban punks like myself.
Right. They're winning you over. let that Mexican in. Right. I'm done with him.
Daniel Suarez. Yeah, I was looking forward to watching him, too. And I think he wrecked or something like that. But, yeah, the NASCAR people are not feeling NASCAR-y anymore because of how inclusive it's become.
Well, they got you, babe.
No, they don't. They got to hold on to the Tobacco Road guys and girls out there. And if there's any sport, like I've always thought that hockey did itself a disservice in terms of marketing. Like KYP, like know your customers, know your personnel. Understand there are a lot more people who look like the people on the ice and in those cars mm-hmm. out there for you. Just go ahead and market straight for them. If you get someone who trickles over, you know, not
Dick Trickle.
Not Dick Trickle. But if you get someone who trickles over to racing, then fine. But understand where your butter is breaded.
Butter is breaded. This is good butter. You better have breaded.
See?
And you can put it on your BUN.
Like right now. I'm nervous.
Yeah. I'm the one that's got issues. And this guy's having his.
Oh, I never got off to four.
Butter is breaded.
I never got off the ground. If you're Vince Carter, I'm on my Smush Parker. I never really got off the ground. This thing never really got started for the kid.
This guy says a Friday Fung bit, places you've gotten lost.
Oh, jeez. Now that's
not bad. The 224 says I was at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville and I found an alternate universe in that place. Ended up sharing an elevator with a televangelist.
Just saying.
And this guy says
you wander around long enough, not knowing where the hell you're at. Something freaky is going to happen to you.
This guy says if you have an iPhone, your phone will tell you where you parked if the Bluetooth is connected to the car.
Not true.
I don't think that's...
First of all, I don't have an iPhone. I've got a Samsung.
Guy says pin and save your location in maps when you get to the parking spot.
Everybody's got all the damn answers. Everybody's got all the answers.
Usually the answer is take a picture of this.
Right. And that's the thing. I knew where I was parked. I was parked in 1B.
I was 2C.
I knew where I was going to go.
You just couldn't find the garage.
I couldn't find the garage. I lost the garage. God. I hate myself for even bringing this up. I almost wet myself.
That's the other component.
I went to the Shell right there on River Road. And by the way, my GPS sent me through Maywood and all these other places. Like it didn't send me on the expressway at all. I drove straight streets. It took me 50 minutes. It said it was going to take me an hour and 15 if I got on the expressway.
Where were you going?
Home. What are you talking about?
You had to go through Maywood?
Dude, all I know is the GPS sent me through Maywood. I saw Maywood signs and Maywood people.
Maywood mania yes. At Maywood Park, yeah. Where the action is after dark.
No doubt about that. Yep. I pulled up to a corner and I saw on my right a barbershop and across the street a check cashing place. And I'm like, oh, hey, Maywood, how you doing? Nah, dude, I was in a bad way. I was in a bad way. Like, I had to ask the Shell bathroom attendant for the key. It was man.
Bathroom road games.
Oh my god!
When you are doing a gas station road game,
it's the equivalent of the flu game, where you're just trying to get up shots and hopefully come out with a win.
And the key is like is with a piece of string attached to a broom handle or like a cricket bat or something.
Yeah, it was a hubcap. Like I'm definitely not going to steal this key.
Right.
But they had white chocolate Reese's cups, so.
Only for like was as a reward. Good job in the bathroom. Outstanding.
It was a guy that, it was actually Dev Patel sitting right there. You did well.
Here's good job. Here you go, man. Yeah, mate. Here's your white chocolate Reese's. Well handled. Well played, sir.
All right, I'm done embarrassing
That's
myself.
Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Hub Arkish talks Bears just after the bottom of the hour on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
You just want to freeze the Blackhawks right where they are. Start the playoffs. You got two goalies rolling, two lines rolling, looking crisp and beautiful. Just stop right where they are. Don't play any more games.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. After winning her 500th career game, Baylor women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey grabs the microphone and drops this on the crowd.
If somebody comes around you and they ever say, I will never see my
Just so I have this straight, Kim, if somebody who sees that there were 52 allegations of sexual assault or rape against the Baylor football team and says, I really don't think I want to send my daughter to Baylor, the appropriate response would be to cave that person's face in. That's what you said, right? An all-time terrible take. Just like you saying that Baylor really is no different than every other school and that everybody just needs to turn the page. Good luck walking that back or living that down, because both of those takes are going to stick to you for a long, long time. I'm Jim Rome.
Whether you're a tech entrepreneur or a store owner, you make choices that are specific to your business needs. The Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Liner Printers provide you with the options that support your creativity and workload. From invoices to presentations, Canon Maxify Printers help you accomplish more with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
Org number 33.
Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for the fine folks at Chevrolet. When you've received more J.D. Power Initial Quality Awards than any other brand for four consecutive years like Chevy has, it could be tough to follow that up, but not if you're Chevy. I've been telling you guys all about the cool things going on with Chevy. Well, check this out. For the first time ever, Chevy is proud to introduce the first ever Redline Series. That's right. The special edition Chevy Redline Series allows you to express your personal style with an urban street smart look. Equipped with black grills and bow ties, signature black wheels with red accents, the Redline Series is now available in the 2017 Chevy Silverado. There's more Redline models coming this spring. You gotta check them out over at Chevy.com. This is the type of cool stuff I mean when you talk about Chevy, America's fastest growing full line brand. Year after year after year, Chevy steps up its game. And February is Chevy Truck Month. And for right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR for 60 months on select Chevy truck models. I'm telling you, there's never been a better time to sign and drive. Visit your local Chevy dealer today or log on to Chevrolet.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. Five times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This week in music history. This week in 1968, Elton John's first single, I've Been Loving You Too Long, was released and didn't chart. Frankie Lymon was found dead of a suspected drug overdose at age 25 that same week. The CD was launched by Sony, Philips, and PolyGram this week in 1983. This week in 1993, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown became parents when Bobby Christina was born.
This week in music history.
What do you mean?
Justin Bieber was born this week in 1994. That same week, Nirvana played their final ever concert. This week in 1995, the Foo Fighters made their live debut.
It's like this and like that and like this.
Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison for violating his probation this week in 1997.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week
in music history.
This week in 1995, Dusty Springfield died after a long battle with cancer at age 59. MC Hammer became a preacher this week in 2000. This week in 2002, the first episode of The Osbournes TV show aired on MTV. And this week in 2012, Davy Jones, singer with the Monkees, died at age 66 after suffering a massive heart attack.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves are home Saturday at 7 for an American Girl Night giveaway and Sunday at 3 for Superhero Day. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bottom of the 7th out in Mesa, Cubs lead the White Sox 4-3 on a Chesney Young two-run single. Jose Abreu had a three-run homer for the White Sox. Chesney Young, he's a Cubs player person. Addison Russell had a solo shot in the second off Lucas Giolito, and Wilson Contreras also with a home run in the fourth. Brett Anderson started for the Cubs. He gave up one hit, faced four batters. Giolito pitched two, gave up three hits, and struck out two. So in this really great spring training game, Cubs lead right now 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh on a Chesney Young two-run single. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they trail Minnesota by 1 point in the West. They're off today and tomorrow. They host Pittsburgh on Wednesday. Earlier today, the team reassigned Lars Johansson to Rockford. NBA, the Bulls, they've won four in a row. They're sixth in the East, tied with Indiana. They host Denver tomorrow night. Michael Carter-Williams and Paul Zipser will not play. Tonight in the NBA, the Cavs host the Bucks. LeBron is questionable with an illness. Atlanta travels to Boston, and the Pacers play at Houston. NFL news, Ian Rappaport reporting that the Bears most likely will not franchise tag Alshon Jeffrey for 2017. He'll become a free agent on March 9th. The Giants have tagged Jason Pierre-Paul, and former Bears coach Mark Trestman, he's coming back. to the CFL to take over as the head coach for the Toronto Argonauts. Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job website, Indeed.com. It's Indeed.com. Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And we're the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out how high tuition rates will be by the time she's ready for college. She just found out her parents prepaid and saved.
This week in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut. This week in 1959, the winners of the first Grammy Awards were announced. The Four Seasons became the first group to have three consecutive number ones in the U.S. this week in 1963. This week in 1966, John Lennon's statement that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ was published in London.
First time in history, Chicago has gone
January, February,
mm-hmm. without a measurable snowfall.
We're going to die.
Well, yeah.
We're all going to die and very soon here.
Yep. As I told my kids, I don't know what the hell the world's going to look like when it's yours, but I'm going to be too dead to care at that point. So figure it out. Get a house that floats.
I feel like you should just start gambling with his college money now. To hell with it.
You know? I still want to send her to college. You know, I think I can still do that.
World's not going to be here 7 years from now.
Study environmental science. Study how to build a broat.
Right, help us out.
Yeah. Can you major in broat building and get a nice one and put everybody on it? Maybe some animals.
Jason's Ark all of a
there
sudden.
There it is.
Right? Well, he is little baby Jesus. He was born on Christmas, right?
The Steelers and Antonio Brown have just agreed to a 5-year deal worth $72.71 million.
How much guarantee?
That's right.
With any, 40, 41, somewhere around
we
there.
Just have to see what the guarantee money is, because if you are Alshon Jeffrey's agent, you mm-hmm. are looking at all this stuff very, very carefully.
Yeah, he's going to end up getting paid a lot of money by a team that feels they're one piece away. And he's still relatively young. We're not talking about a 29, 30-year-old. We're talking about a 26-year-old. He's about 26 or something like that. I mean, you don't see guys like that come on the market very often. Usually when you're dabbling in free agency, you're talking about 29 plus. Yeah, this is a first contract guy who, you know, if he turns out to be Andrew Luck's number two wide receiver behind T.Y. Hilton, all of a sudden you got yourself, you know, nice little offensive grouping. Or if he goes to Tennessee and wants to play with Marcus Mariota, you know, I like what they're doing offensively there. But yeah, Alshon is not going to be hurting for dollars this year. Not at all. Not an old guy. This isn't Andre Johnson signing with somebody for the last gasp. This is a player who, you know, you're only going to get 10, 11 games out of him. But
yeah, but you wonder if he did what he did as far as availability in a contract year, once he signs that thing.
It's all about his motivation.
Even if he is more comfortable in the South, and especially like what we're just talking about, this was kind of like the South this year. This winter, this fall and winter that Chicago's had, there was one deep freeze relatively early. And other than that, you know, most of this weather, we started playing baseball in college in February.
Mm-hmm.
We had games. We started because it was in the 40s and 50s, mm-hmm. and we'd had outdoor practices and games. And that's what it was like this year. Like I kept thinking, how many I've golfed twice in February.
Crazy.
Excuse me, once at the end of January, once in February in Chicago. Crazy. I've gone fishing in February, not ice fishing. A friend of mine booked an ice fishing trip, had to cancel it.
There's no ice.
He's not
got no ice.
Yes. You could do regular fishing, but they had all the ice stuff, like all the drills and things in the house and all that. They're like, it's too thin. Can't go.
With the Alshon thing, along with the weather, there's something. You know, there's something to be said for guys, and because we're here and we've lived in the area, we're all about it, and we think it makes us tougher. But there's something to be said for guys who don't want to be in big cities, too. Like, some guys just like a different pace.
Rather be in Jacksonville?
Some guys, I don't know. And I'm not saying that's exactly what the deal is with him, but, you know, we always think that these athletes want to be in these huge markets and, you know, you want to get your brand out there and you want to make sure, you know, you're at all the flyest parties if you're a young socialite and you know, all the marketing opportunities. But Not everybody's wired like that. Not everybody's wired. Not everybody needs what we need or have. You know, we know what we have because we've been living in it, and we know what this city has to offer because it's a world class city. But not everybody needs that big city vibe, that big city feel. Not even just the media part of it. Not everybody needs that. Some guys just like to lay it back and make sure that their money is doing for them what they want.
Yeah, but if Alshon's living in Lake Forest, it's not like he has a whole.
I understand.
It's not, the city is what you make of it. You don't have to, especially Chicago. You can make this feel like a small town if you want, and you can have this as a city of neighborhoods.
Darren Williams has talked about it before in his Brooklyn stay, where he said that he did not want to raise his kids in Brooklyn. He did not like it. He did not like New York City. Huh. I mean, it's not everybody's twist, man. That's all.
Hub Arkish will join us next. Football opinions from him on The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Do you expect the Bulls to finish with a winning record?
Yes, I think they should finish with a winning record. Will they? Probably not, but they should. It's crazy that they're one game over 500. Yeah, I think they should win. I think they've got enough to win a lot of games.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Your creativity was hard at work when you first had the vision to start your own business. It's with that inspiration in mind, Canon Maxify Small Office and Home Office Inkjet Printers were designed to help you reveal the creativity of your small business. The Canon Maxify printer lineup provides you with the options to best showcase your ideas with the prints you need when you need them. Check out the Maxify lineup and choose the solution that's right for you at usa.canon.com/maxify. That's usa.canon.com/maxify. Canon Maxify. Maxify Printers, your business is yours to make.
The internet at home, even like the very high peak hours when it seems like everyone in the world is on the internet, you will get fast, reliable service with Xfinity. Doesn't matter how many devices you have running. I have multiple at my place all the time. The dudes are always on their iPad. I'm on my computer or on my phone, whatever it might be. Doesn't matter. It doesn't slow it down at all. Sometimes I've heard from people that say you get more than one device going, it kind of slows things down. That shouldn't be that way, not at your house. And it doesn't matter what part of the house you're in. People have told me that they have to be closer to their router to get better service. That shouldn't be the case as well. It's your house. You own the whole thing. It's your internet. It should work anywhere you want in your home. So if you want super fast, reliable internet, you have to have Xfinity. If you're complaining all the time about your Wi-Fi at home, make that switch to Xfinity. And one other thing I love, and I absolutely love with Xfinity and my TV service, is the on-demand. The video on demand is absolutely the best for entertainment. I mean, there are thousands of movies and TV shows right there at my fingertips. I can just use the voice remote to call them up, and they're right there on the screen. Super easy to use. You've got to get Xfinity. If you want the very best in home entertainment, TV, internet, you have to have Xfinity. So right now, you can make that switch, and this limited-time offer from Xfinity, which is just outstanding, only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement, and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay, very simple, and it stays the same for 2 years. Plus, you act today, and you get $150 back. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY and call them right now, or go online to Xfinity.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Participation may vary. Limited time only.
It's the Auto Showdown Markdown Sale at Woodfield Nissan, and they're marking down their best deals, like $10,000 off MSRP on new Nissans. Plus, get $1,000 in Auto Show Nissan bonus cash. Plus, Nissan just announced 0% APR for 72 months on six model lines. Altima, Sentra, Rogue, Murano, Leaf, and Maxima. Plus, get no payments for 90 days. Drive home in a brand new Nissan Sentra, markdown price for only $14,464. A brand new Nissan Rogue, markdown to $19,215. Want to drive home in a Nissan Altima? Buy now at a markdown price of $18,390. Hurry to Woodfield Nissan at 700 West Higgins Road in Hoffman Estates or WoodfieldNissan.com today. Amount off MSRP may not reflect actual selling price on select models. Example of savings on a 2016 Nissan Titan XD, model number 56816, stock number 361969, two or more available at this offer. Sentra model 12017, Rogue model 22117, Altima model 13117.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Go Wolves.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
It is your favorite day on the calendar, Hub. It is Media Day, where nothing but credentialed, professional, serious journalists surround you.
It was the worst ever.
I love this day.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Hub_Arkish. He's the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly. He joins us on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. I hold in my hand my copy of the Pro Football Weekly 2017 draft guide put together by Greg Gabriel, Hub, and the editors there. And this looks to be better than ever. Thanks for these.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Good to be back. You know, I feel like the season ended, we took a quick nap, and now the season's starting because we leave for the combine tomorrow. But it's all good fun. So.
Well, and a lot of people are saying that the proximity now of the combine to free agency is better for everybody involved. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, I don't know if there's much of a relationship there, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't disagree, but at some point you got to evaluate these guys. You haven't signed, you know, you can't sign anybody until after the combine. It'll be, you know, they pushed the combine basically back a week. So certainly, you know, you want to be done with free agency before you really finally set your draft board. And in that regard, they've certainly got the order right anyway.
Anything prospect-wise that you think might surprise some of the readers when they pick up this beautiful magazine?
Oh, I don't know if it will surprise a lot of people. You know, as always, not everybody agrees on their rankings. Mm-hmm. I've been telling you guys for a while that we're pretty strong on DeShone Kizer as the top quarterback. None of them fit in the top five or the top ten, but Kizer, pretty clear choice there. When I say we, the scouting reports are Greg's. We supplement them by talking to as many scouts, GMs, et cetera, as we can for audibles where we hear it. But we are one who does have Jabril Peppers near the top of the safety class, while others have him third. The other kid, Omen Fowu, I think is the way you pronounce it, from Connecticut. He, I think, is going to be the story of the combine. This kid was kind of the story of the Senior Bowl, and I think he's going to pop up into the first round. Could be somewhat historic if we end up with four safeties in the first round. The receivers are interesting. I think Mike Williams
is second on your list.
Yeah, well, it's sunk a little bit for no particular reason. I think a lot of it's going to do with how he works out the combine. I do think he's going to be, you know, a high first-round pick. Just this kid, Corey Davis, who's a Chicago kid, he's special, you know, and so it just depends on kind of the eye of the beholder. So, I think people, even though we've been telling them for a while, are going to be shocked when they see there's nothing on the offensive line. And I saw a list the other day, not ours, but I saw one that actually dropped Cam Robinson behind Ryan Ramczyk. So I don't know if that particular person has sources that are looking at the character stuff and finding out stuff that we haven't found out yet. So the big fun of this week is getting to meet these kids, getting to talk to these kids, getting to go one-on-one with them. And we get to, you know, we get a lot better sense of the guys that you like based on their tape, who are the guys that sound and act like football players as well.
The Bears, according to Ian Rappaport of NFL.com, have opted to not use the franchise tag on Alshon Jeffrey. I'm not surprised. I always thought that that was headed for Splitsville one way or the other because neither side really trusted the other, and it doesn't seem like they would pay open market going rate, would they?
No, I mean, I would not have been surprised had they tagged him. I will not be surprised if they don't. I would have been surprised if they'd have gotten a long-term deal done. Now, the only, you know, I was asking Nick before we came on because I just got off a plane and I was working on all this morning. As near as I can tell, Ian is the only one who's reporting this so far. Other people are reacting to his report.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ian. He got a start with Pro Football Weekly. We were his first national byline. His relationship with the Bears has been a little shaky, you know, so I want to hear this coming from other sources. My sources are not telling me that this decision has been made yet. They've got another, really, I think 2 or 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks where they could still tag them. I think it's likely that they won't, but I also don't know that I would call this a final decision yet until we get it confirmed. We'll talk to Ryan Pace Wednesday morning, and I'm guessing he'll answer it one way or the other. It looks like they're going in that direction, but I wouldn't say this is a done deal yet.
I always like to try to figure out where the draft will turn just for the draft's sake, but from the Bears' perspective, we know the grouping of 3 or 4 players who people will have around that third pick, and if they don't trade out of it, they'll take one of those, you know, 2 or 3 guys, whatever the case may be. But then, after that, how is it affected by the holes that you not only have created, but by the unknown? I heard Hronis Grassou on Bears All Access, and Tom Thayer and Jim Miller and Zach Zaman did a great job of talking to him about what the Bears are asking of him, and if he is only a center, and Cody Whitehair's maneuverability and his versatility on the interior line, and how that would be affected by Josh Sitton, and what do you do with Kyle Long if Hronis Grassou can play? Do you kick him out to one of the tackle spots? Is the unknown of what's happening on the Bears' offensive line going to impact their draft strategy in any way?
I don't think so, Jason. I think they feel like they're set from right tackle to left guard. I think they're really comfortable with Grassou as their number 2 center. If he gets strong enough and big enough to play guard, they're fine with that. I think they've decided that center is Whitehair's best position. They drafted him to play guard, but he was really good as a rookie. So I think that they feel good about that. And they're not ready to write off Charles Leno. Now, as you guys know, the tape doesn't tell me that that's a good idea to keep him at left tackle. But there's nothing in free agency, and there's not much in the draft. So I would expect them to draft a left tackle somewhere in the high middle rounds, maybe on day 2, because there are tackles. You know, there are guys that are going to start in the league. You just don't have these blue-chip prospects like you've seen before. But I think they think they're set from right tackle to left guard, and they're going to try and fill left tackle with Leno and whoever competes with him as best they can.
I asked this question before, and I'll pose it to you also, that from what I'm reading, there appear to be too many people who look at the numbers that Cameron Meredith posted and assume that therefore he's good. And when I look at a bad team, and I see teams that are chasing often, that have to throw passes, that are often seeing teams for sometimes half the game or more falling back into a 2-deep shell or a 3-deep shell and allowing for some passing numbers to be racked up, I don't know that those numbers prove that somebody has gotten good. Is Cameron Meredith just a guy that put up numbers on a bad team, or is he now, in your scout's estimation, in your eye, ready to be part of something that matters?
No, Dan, I think he's definitely ready to be a really good third or fourth receiver, and if he continues to improve, he might be a number 2. And I think that's one of the things the Bears will be gambling on if they do decide to let Alshon Jeffrey leave. I think your point is very important, and I think you're absolutely right. I don't care so much about his numbers because a lot of that was in garbage time. A lot of it was against prevent defenses. But there were a couple games where he had to be number 1 because White was down and Jeffrey was suspended. And he did step up and definitely was improving on a regular basis. So I do think he can be an integral part of this thing. I think their hope is that Kevin White is the number 1 they thought he was. that Meredith can be a number two, because then there's all kinds of nice options in free agency, and you can always find him in the draft as well for a number three receiver. $1 million cap hit. But I look at kids like Kenny Stills, who's only 24 years old. He's an unrestricted free agent. If you want to go older and more dependable, you could put Pierre Garçon in the slot. You go for DeSean Jackson, who's going to take the top off the defense. So there's a lot of things you can do at number three if you have a one or a two. Now, if Meredith is just a three, that's not bad, but then it puts them in a lot tougher spot. Then they got to draft wide receivers high, because you can't count on Kevin White until he's given you reason to. And I think they know that Meredith's ceiling is not that high. He's not going to be a number one. He's probably not an everyday number two.
After that weird press conference where no questions were really answered and really John Fox was trying to answer some questions that were directed at Ryan Pace, things kind of died down, kind of cooled down a little bit. They were out of the news. And now we're kind of in that mode of asking, how long is the leash, not only for John Fox, but for Ryan Pace, and how will the free agent spending affect that perspective? Are we going to see guys spending to get to 8-8, 9-7, or are we still going to see the slow and steady development that was promised a couple of years ago?
Well, I think that, first of all, I don't think Ryan Pace's leash is short at all. I think there's a real good understanding up in Lake Forest as to what he inherited, what he was brought in to do, and I think he's going to get a crack if he has to fire Fox at another head coach. I think he's going to get every bit of the 4 or 5 years they plan to give him. The better question is how short is John Fox's leash? And I got to be honest with you guys, if they're actually going to release or trade Jay Cutler and let Alshon Jeffrey leave via free agency, then it sounds to me like John Fox has already been given his fourth year too, because this is a 3-13 football team. You know, the closest thing to the kind of talent that other teams might want is Alshon Jeffrey and Jay Cutler. You know, other than obviously, you know, a couple kids, the new draft picks, Kyle Long. So that to me kind of goes hand in hand with the Jeffrey and the Cutler decisions. If they're both gone, and if they're both gone either for nothing or for very little in return, then I can't imagine how they expect John Fox to win more than, you know, best case 5 or 6 games this year.
That's what I'm thinking too, regardless of the quarterback decision, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo or Mike Glennon or DeShone Kizer, that what's left to help that guy? You have a reliable running back, you have a decent interior line, and then that's it. You don't have a coach that anybody thinks is anything more than a lightweight placeholder. You know, is the support system in place to give whoever that quarterback is a fair chance out of the gate?
Yeah, you know, I think the offensive line can be better than average, especially if they find an upgrade at left tackle. And I do think that Jordan Howard can be more than a dependable running back. As a matter of fact, I really like the idea of a 1-2 punch of Jordan Howard and Jeremy Langford. I think they could be very good at running back. And then, you know, you got the wild card in Kevin White. So I think they're prepared for the worst, but I also think that they feel if they continue to add the right young talent. That's what I started to say before about Ryan Pace. What I'm most impressed with is the way he's handled free agency. He's jumped in and spent some money, but it's all been on younger, emerging-type talents. Other than Jarrell Freeman, you know, real solid guy who they thought they'd get 2-3 years for him, probably can. There's going to be a bunch more of those guys, you know, in free agency this year, particularly on defense. There's a number of number two safeties. Eric Berry is obviously an MVP candidate. Then there's 4, 5, 6 guys. You go after one of them, you could have a really nice in-the-box safety if you draft the guy to play next to him or if you find the guy to play next to him. There's also some very good cornerbacks. And so I don't think you're going to see, you know, them going nuts over a Chandler Jones or Calais Campbell or something like that. I think you're going to see a few more of these $25 to $35 million contracts for 25, 26-year-old free agents. They're going to focus on the draft. And then if they were to get a Garoppolo, I mean, if you had a quarterback who was ready to step in and play, it might get better fast. I just don't think the pressure would be there to get better fast. I know I'm probably in a small minority on this, but I look at this as a 25-man depth chart, so to speak, 25 starters. And I look at really 5 or 6 through 25 for the Bears, and I don't think they're that far away from the rest of the league. I like some of these kids, both the younger free agents and some of the kids they've drafted. The problem is the top five or six on that list are always your quarterback and your playmakers, and that's what they're missing. They don't have difference makers. And so, you know, with a number three pick in the draft, with the 36th pick in the draft, you get a couple difference makers, you get one more in free agency, and you get a quarterback. Suddenly, you're an 8, 9, 10-win team pretty quick. You're not a contender for a Super Bowl, but they could be better. There's so much that has to happen in the next, really, what, 2 months through the draft.
Well, here we go. It starts. Like you say, we took a quick nap, and all of a sudden it feels like football season again, and that means more Hub Arkush, so that's all good. Hub, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
There's Hub, and we will be powering up after the top of the hour. And look, let it be said, how many topics have been broached today? How much has been put out there for you today? From
you're not worthy.
College basketball.
You didn't deserve it.
Even dipping into big time high school basketball,
mm-hmm. NASCAR,
mm-hmm. NFL,
getting lost,
baseball, and Jason getting lost at Donald E. Stevens
Almost
Convention Center.
Wetting myself.
Anthony Morrow taking huge blowback from the remaining pockets of Derrick Rose fanboy anger for daring to want to wear number one. You can't do that. That's Derrick. Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously?
We'll dip into some of those things whatever you got for us at 312-644-6767. It is the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball.